Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a WWE legend is heading to Impact.
A top indie star has signed with AEW.
This wrestler just appeared for AEW and Impact on the same night.
What? And more details on Bayley and her buddies. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And this is Andrade Idolo.
It's Friday. Andrade Il...
Shouts to Eric Vasquez for that one. Thanks, Eric.
This is the news.
Shouts before we start as well. Dan Murphy, 1984. Deadly Sean. Eric Vasquez, E-Rock 88. 11-7-88, sorry. Grant Willis, 94. Chaos 80. And Mimi Burris for sending in the weird stuff you're going to see in the background. Guys, I had 30 Fiendmobiles this week. I couldn't get them all in. I'm really sorry, but thank you to everyone.
There's too many Fiends!
There's always too many. One was too much a lot of the time. Anyway, WWE legend heading to Impact. It's Road Dogg, innit?
We always know he kicks that sheer near doggy style.
Yeah, 49 years old, shagging a turnbuckle. Wow, it's the 12th of August Emergence pay-per-view. Road Dogg's going to be sitting in with the crew at the pay-per-view. So you'd imagine you'll be sitting on production or backstage or something. But he basically said this on his podcast, The Oh You Didn't Know
One of the best podcasts out there that's not ours.
Fair play. It's quite a logical name for a show, given that he is the Road Dogg as well. He said, I've got some future events I'm looking forward to. I'm going to fly to Chicago in a couple of weeks and just sit there with the Impact crew as they do their pay-per-view and weekly television taping. And then he mentioned doing the Top Guys weekend for ad-free shows, which is in Chicago, I think, in September. So there you go. Chicago, great city. So nice place to visit.
I'd love to go.
He's been out of full-time work, I guess, in wrestling since leaving WWE in January. Most recently was seen, by his own admission, begging Tony Khan for a job. So there you go, Road Dogg Impact.
I've got to be honest, if someone said to me this start this week, there'd be big news about Road Dogg going to a wrestling company in the week we had a dumpster match. Oh, my heart would have stopped, to be honest. But I think it's probably the best for everyone. As you say, he's been trying to get a job in AEW. I feel like Impact Wrestling's a good fit for him. And, he has got stuff to offer people without question.
Does he?
To a certain extent. So, I'm happy for it.
You know what? I really appreciate you for so many reasons, but number one is trying to put a positive spin on things. Spin. Sping?
Spin.
That's not a word.
Right, let's talk about the top indie star who is all
Friday.
Elite. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. He's all elite, but he's also probably going to be doing stuff in Ring of Honor. It's Blake Christian. You may remember him as Trey Baxter when he was in NXT and
Superhero
WWE.
Guy.
He is believed to have been assigned to Ring of Honor, so it's the whole... They're all elite, but they're, you know, it's all a big umbrella thing, basically. No word on yet whether it's a full-time or a tiered deal, but similar to former Pure RH Pure champion Josh Woods, he's under a similar deal to that, basically. I saw him at Supercard of Honor. He's great. I love him.
Yeah, please. Oh, there we go. Yep. The flat guy is just at the front there. Quality.
Just cruising. They're just cruising, those guys. You may have already seen him, of course, on AEW Dark. He was in tapings in March, June, and July. But as I said, he wrestled Colt Cabana as such God of Honor. I think he's really talented. I think he's a great get for them. He was a weird person, I thought, for WWE to release, because he's, whenever I saw him, I know they were kind of potentially shoving him with this weird sort of superhero gimmick, potentially, in NXT.
Yeah, that was odd.
And I was like, why? Just let him wrestle, because he's great. I think this is a hell of a signing, particularly, I think he'll fit in well on Ring of Honor, because AEW's just far too crowded.
Yeah, he's only 25 years old.
Is he?
He was like a young emergent breakout indie star before signing with WWE, and then he went there and he kind of, I think, became a casualty of them transitioning away from like indie style wrestlers to the stupid gimmicks.
Tony D and the gang.
And Tiffany Stratton, who are two of my favourite ones. I should have mentioned someone crap. But yeah, there you go. I like Blake a lot. I think he's a lot of fun to watch. One of the preeminent high flyers on the indie scene at the moment. He's already been active in the Canverse, I'm calling it now. Mm-hmm. Ring of Honor and AEW on Dark at Ring of Honor as well. So yeah, good for him, man. Like, I think he's really talented. He's like one of these guys who actually went to WWE as well, and I think he's a better wrestler now than you. Obviously, you improve with age and stuff.
Yeah.
But he came out like a little bit more polished, maybe. So that's been good for him. So yeah, this rules. Good
best luck to him. And if you haven't seen him recently, check him out, because he's, like you say, he's just getting better and better every time we see him.
Rather than just being Cora Jade's superhero boyfriend.
Yeah.
Speaking of superheroes. Tough one to see that.
Good Goldberg and the Fiend driving another Fiendmobile.
This is what you tune in for, my friends. Right.
A Master Fiendmobile? I don't know cars.
I think that is...
I don't know cars.
It's a pogo stick. Right. Who appeared on AEW and Impact last night? How do you do that, Adam Wilborn?
Yeah.
Teleporters are real.
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger?
No.
what's he up to these days?
Just doing appearances, I think.
Yeah.
Just having a nice time. I'm tweeting nice stuff, positive stuff on the
internet. I like Lex Luger, man. Lex Luger is one of these guys who's been called overrated so many times that he's probably really underrated. And it was yesterday was like the something fanniversary of him winning the title from Hogan on Nitro, which is like all-timer as well. Anyway, it wasn't Lex Luger, it was Madison Rayne.
Oh, of course.
Right, these shows are taped, so that's how she was able to do it. But
she was on
Impact, setting up a match for next week with Mia Yim that was set up by Gail Kim in a backstage segment. They're going to fight. That was taped in July, and she was on Dark Elevation, special Dark Elevation that they used.
Oh, I panicked when I saw that news yesterday. I was like, oh,
Thomas the Fiend engine. She was on Dark Elevation to set something up with the baddies. She was on commentary for the first match, which was between Hikaru Shida and Emi Sakura. After that, Jaden Stokely came out and went, "Hey, Madison Rayne, you suck." And Madison Rayne went, "Hey, I want that title."
Ooh.
And Stokely and Jade went, "No, you can fight Layla Gray, lol." So that's who Madison Rayne's wrestling in her Rampage debut tonight.
Ah.
Well, we spoke about this yesterday. I think Madison Rayne is an exceptional appointment, consummate professional, lots of experience. Been a wrestler since like 2005 or something. Great addition as a coach and in the ring.
Selfishly, this has completely ruined all my notes for our Rampage and Bell of the Belts preview, because I'm saying, Mance Warner, AEW debut, Madison Rayne, AEW. No.
I just
did it the other day. But,
hey, preview.
I'm not changing now, they're in. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me in.
Let Henry out of that tunnel you bricked him up in.
How
Thomas,
many people
the
have
murderer.
Done, how many people have done this? Rick Rude, obviously.
Yes.
I feel like there was one recently.
Yeah, there was. Was it Cora Jade?
Someone like that. I feel like maybe...
Elena Black. I don't know.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah,
that's
going to
annoy
remember.
Me today.
I think there was like a jobber, like an enhancement person.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let us know in the comments.
The Fiend.
That's going to really annoy me. Should we talk about Bayley and her new buddies?
No, crap stable. Hate it. That's
of course,
not true.
No, it's got a great name. Control Your Narrative, as we all know. That's what it's called,
speaking
right,
of controlling your narrative.
Is that Magic School
it's
Bus?
It's the Magic Fiend Bus. So.
I used to love the Magic School
very
Bus.
Very high on the list of people you want driving your school bus, isn't he, the Fiend? Where we go in Fiend? We go to school or the
definitely,
swamp?
Definitely not going to school with him and the bloody charge.
No, he's taking you to the Firefly Funhouse.
Sweet Jesus. So they're not called Control Your Narrative. They're probably called Control. It's not been officially confirmed, but that's the word that's been used quite a lot on social media and blah, 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 blah. But PW Insider have released a really interesting report about how bloody last minute this all was. So much so that Io Sky, the former Io Shirai, who you may remember as SummerSlam came out to Io Shirai, if you were eagle-eyed enough. Yeah, that whole Io Sky trademark, that was registered the day after SummerSlam. Because it was so like, oh, bollocks, you, out you go. And for those of you who, like myself and Andy, probably assumed, they're always going to bring Bayley back at SummerSlam. That felt just the natural progression of things. Nope, that was last minute as well. Another plan, a bit like Becky Lynch turning face, that Vince McMahon was like, nah, we don't need to do that. Insane that they didn't do that. But yeah, all of this, especially Bayley and her new stable, if that's what we're calling it, was very last minute. Dakota Kai sort of intimated as much on the bump. And sometimes WWE seems to do better when it's forced to make a decision at the last minute. You know when it, like, we always talk about
Kurt Angle joining the Shield.
Exactly. Like, I don't know, maybe they should just make all decisions last minute. Maybe not. I don't know. That's not really good enough for long-term storytelling.
Plan nothing.
But yeah, hopefully now, going forward, stuff like this will be more planned in advance because it all makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was justified as well. It wasn't just like, we're together because we like inflatable
people.
Things.
Yeah, with names.
It's like, I've got these people in, they've been overlooked. This women's division is a state, and I've got two of the bloody best with her. I'm so excited to see what they do with this.
Yeah, it should be really good. So this sounds like an idea that was Sean of Sap, Fightful reported, no crap, just Sap, earlier in the week, that this was something that had been pitched to Vince before, and he'd gone, no, pal. Before Dakota was released. So it sounds like Triple H just fired up at the last minute again, which is good, because it's good, they're good, life is good, Foley is good, and so is the eel.
Indeed, and I feel like we can make a little bit light of it. I don't want to make light of anyone, you know, around the releases and what have you, but imagine being that writer. Boss, I've got this great idea. You put Dakota Kai in a stable with Io Shirai and Bayley. Nah, man, release her. What? She's one of the best wrestlers we've got.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Vince McMahon's... The examination we get of Vince McMahon's final days is W... Whoa. Right? You probably won't see everything on there, but there are multiple fiends.
Is that a mic with my face on it?
There's an eel with my face on it, and...
Oh, yeah! I'm not sure you can pick that up there, look.
Probably not, but hey, we're not all about definition on this show.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right. We're gonna do some Twitter questions.
Oh, good. Let's get back to normality whilst my face is on a mic and your face is on an eel behind us.
As always, I pick the ones that make me laugh the most. Ones from last week, however. It was just after we'd been in the studio, but the image is so good I had to put it in. Right, it's from Alice, Chaotic Alice, on Twitter, who asks, I want to get this in early. Happy flat F-U-C-K Friday, legends. Here's the flatty scoring a winner. There he is.
I saw this.
Rising up in the box, nodding it.
Allison-esque.
Is he playing for West Brom?
He's playing for Liverpool. That's when
the flat he plays for Liverpool.
Yeah, up front, one of the Reds.
Up front with Darwin Nunez. Good stuff. If you had to pick any animal to play as your striker, what would it be and why? Oof. Flatty number 9, says Alice.
Flatty's good.
Yeah. It's very impressive. I didn't think Flatty could get off the ground.
Good feet.
Good feet for a
Flamingo?
Big man.
Flamingo?
Bit like
well, it. Because, like, you know, Flamingo's that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
So what if... Ball's there, a little bit of step over with this leg.
Oh,
Flamingo for me. And good net.
I'd probably have a giraffe. Like
two-footing people at the back.
four-footed people. Who's beating a giraffe in the air?
Good point.
Boom.
Peter Crouch, but you know, yeah. Apart from that.
Yeah. Probably put an elephant in goals.
Elephant in goal?
Yeah.
We should do it. Next week, we'll do animals. An entire football team.
Oh, God.
Me and Andy are going to relaunch What Culture Football.
We're with not.
Animal football teams and our bastards
we're,
11.
We're not here next Friday. It's not a day off.
And a mandatory day off.
Thank you, new bosses. Respect.
Hey,
love it.
Hey, hey. You are all right.
All right, next question. I'm sorry, I've ruined your day.
No, you definitely haven't.
Wrestling with Doom, who knows exactly what they're doing, because they always send tremendous stuff for this. Morning, idiots! I can say that, I want to, they say.
Yeah.
First things first, can Adam do an AJ Styles accent and say some Flat Earth stuff? Go.
Well, can't see the culture,
Oh, you snuck one in! You piece of trash. Right, okay. Now that we put the belt in the bin, I'll ask the rest of the question in my AJ Styles voice.
Good.
Sound nothing like him.
Wendy! How come I can't see the Eiffel Tower from here?
How come? Like? How does the Earth is a circle? How do you explain the ass wall? I'm AJ Styles, and I want to know if the WWE staff were superheroes, which ones would they be? Pick pre-existing ones and make up your own. I don't care. Happy Flat Friday. Here's an eel wearing a necktie.
Slash cape.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Nick Khan's Thanos, not obviously.
That wasn't a good AJ impression. Yes, Nick Khan is Thanos.
Yes.
Vince McMahon is...
the Vulture?
He's Iron Man because he's gone.
who else? What other WWE
actually,
staff?
What's a superhero that quit? Because Iron Man's dead.
Right.
That's very disrespectful.
Spoilers, everyone.
Sorry. Spoiler for the four-year-old movie. Yeah, who else have we got?
Steph.
John Cena, Captain America. Oh, wait, hold on. It's us. It's us, not wrestlers.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, it's the World Culture staff.
Oh, What Culture staff? For some reason I heard WWE staff there.
I'm obviously the Hulk because I'm Jack.
Yeah, right?
Obviously.
I'm going to be, what's the crap one with arrows?
What are you
doing here?
Magnum. No. What's his name? Steve Buscemi. No, not Steve Buscemi.
That's the place.
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, that one.
Hawkeye.
That's me.
That's the guy.
Yeah, that's definitely me.
There you are.
Hawkeye with bad eye.
What's going on?
Did I hit with an arrow? Or?
What's going on, guys? What was the name of?
What's the one in Fantastic Four? He's just like a piece of rock. That's Hamlet.
The brick.
Yeah, the brick man.
The brick, as he's known.
We're so bad. No wonder they didn't ask us to do any like main channel like superhero stuff. Guys, you want to do that? Yeah. What's the brick guy called?
No Face from Spirited Away. That's a superhero, right?
And who's someone who goes invisible?
The Hurricane.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's Miller, because he's never here.
Oh, poor Miller. He works from home. That's why.
One day, I was talking to him the other day. I said to him, come up soon. You can even stay in my spare room. Imagine having Miller stay at your house.
He'd be a good house guest, wouldn't he?
Quick, rapid fire. Elastic Man, Michael Cidric.
Dalsim from Street Fighter.
Yes.
There you go. Why not? Josh Davies asks, if we were to have a big fecking red dragon at the Wales pay-per-view, what pay-per-view would we see the flatty used for the stage? What kind of flat pay-per-views are we coming to here?
I really...
Summer Swamp?
Oh, okay.
Maybe?
For some reason, I'm thinking of the set.
I really want the backlash set
with two flatties swinging. I love that
like
set,
pincers.
Man. Or just obviously... Halloween Havoc, but with a big fiend face.
There you go.
Big
there
fiend
you go.
Face.
I'm going to go with... All right, I'm going to go a bit obtuse here. Not really obtuse. The SmackDown fist for this pay-per-view, but the flatty is the fist.
Yeah.
He's coming out. He's going to get you. And the pay-per-view is going to be called Catch a Fade at the Everglades.
Ooh.
There you go.
Quick note. I forgot. I realised I didn't do too many of those superheroes things. Nicholas is Captain America because he's too pure for all of us.
Fair.
And Phil Chambers because he's great with technology. Black Panther.
Oh, there you go. He's got the vibranium suit, all of that stuff. And he is a computery guy.
He is indeed a computery guy.
All right, our final question. I got four today. I'm sorry.
I love it.
The final one comes from CAC Dueling. Respect.
Great name.
CAC is their Twitter handle.
CAC!
Their username there. I respect it. Good morning, legends. Picture the scene. You're walking down the dark alleyway. Mm-hmm. Which of the following do you least want to encounter? Number one, Crispy Fiend. Number two, the Dyad. Or number three, Arn Anderson with the Glock.
Oh, 100% Anderson with the Glock.
Yeah, I'm not messing
oh,
with...
Oh no, someone call an ambulance, but not for me.
Yeah, I'm not messing with Arn Anderson in the Glock.
I want to meet the Dyad and say, What have they done to you, lads?
Yeah, what's going on?
I love them so.
What's going on, guys?
I'm not going to get it around.
Don't do it. We've got...
best of luck to Mick, what's his name? Mick Jagger and Robbie Fowler now.
That's the ones, yeah.
James Drake and Zach Gibson.
Bagger Vance. What's that, a golfer?
That is, the legend of Bagger Vance.
Ah, Happy Gilmore, that's the indeed. One. That's the one.
They, look, once they actually get into a wrestling ring, they'll be fine again.
Yeah.
And I know they did that before, and they even wrestled with bloody hoods on. Just hopefully all Triple H will get rid of some of... Not all the bollocks in NXT 2.0. Some of the bollocks. Like making Zach Gibson wear a contact lens and go... when he's just great at being an annoying scouser. And I think he'll take that as a compliment. I hope he will, because I love him. He's great. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. It's my birthday on Monday. And I want to say a massive thank you.
It's my birthday.
To Martin and Jem, who sent me this. My favourite wrestler, Scotty Too Hottie.
And,
check this out. I'm going to put this right next to the mic to make sure you can hear it. If you press the button on here...
Eels getting down.
Absolute vibes. This is so cool. Thank you so much for this. It's very generous and completely unnecessary, but thank you to Martin and Jem for this. They write, cheers, hashtag King of the Light. Can I do one for my birthday on Monday? Because I won't be here. Do one with the eel together. Yes, Mr. Eel!
The eel sold out.
And to the rest of you, put your ideas up. My birthday's not until Monday.
Yeah,
still
come
got
on.
Time.
You got one postal day left.
I am joking, but thank you to everyone.
Hey, shout-outs to Jeff one time for sending us that tub of Miracle Whip that we still have. Respect.
I think it might be out of date. Should we just eat it today?
Yeah, I'll probably eat it on my cake.
Yeah, if we're not here next week, you know what's happened.
Yeah, I'm taking it to your party.
Oh, boy.
feeding it to your family members. Oh, that would hurt them. Yeah.
I've seen in their cupboards, and I go, what's this? Still good. It's not, though, is it? Yeah. It's 5 years out of date.
Yeah, come on. They don't even make this anymore.
Oh, goodness me. Anyway, right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to mention. Congratulations to Cassie Lee and Sean Spears. Expecting a baby. That's fantastic news. I meant to do that yesterday. Great news. Congratulations to them. And, lovely stuff.
Good.
Anyway, comment section, like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts, SmackDown preview, AEW Rampage and Bell of the Belts preview, and Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz coming your way later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all the other bollocks at What Culture WWE on Twitter. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for heel with heel.
Follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Why do people think the eel's a heel? Nonsense.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.